views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from, rainy, cloudy Seattle here at Hubbard Radio on KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230 radio there on one of the 35 stations in Australia, live on Transformation Talk Radio around the world. And we've counted, we have listeners from over 85 countries. No, I forget. It's way up there. 88 countries, something like that. And of course, you might be listening through the archives on ChristineUpchurch.com or through iTunes. But I tell you, however you're listening today, you're going to be really glad you joined us, because we are going to talk about travel, and we're going to be talking about it from a different perspective. And I have to tell you, there's a chance to connect in a way that you may end up winning a trip. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. But I have to tell you, our guest today is Lena Michaels. And I met Lena, probably 10 years ago, you know, something like that. And she and I were working at the same organization. And I tell you, you know how sometimes, Benny, when you meet somebody, it's kind of like you just know that they've got their stuff together.
You've got that connection.
Yeah. There's this connection, and
same
you just
page,
know that they
yeah.
are
like
competent.
Me and you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like me
yeah.
And we get it.
And it's kind of like I just absolutely adored her, and she's one of these people who could get things done, set boundaries, and have great heart doing it. And I always enjoyed working with her. And I tell you, you know, in these days of social media on Facebook, I've gotten to watch her become a mother and thrive as a mom and see the different direction that her career has gone. So I'm really excited to learn more about that and have you guys learn about this, because it's a really interesting direction she's taken. Lena is a very fascinating woman. I tell you, over the years, as I've learned more and more about her, it's like, are you kidding me? You had that experience? You knew that person? She was born and raised in France by a German mother and a Russian father. She's fluent in, get this, Benny, 5 languages. She has degrees in mathematics, like I do, physics, audio engineering, watch out, Benny, and marketing. And traveling the world has always been a priority for Lena. She started traveling at a very young age, you know, with her family and then ultimately with friends. And she went backpacking on her own through Europe, I think, when she was 19 years old. And then eventually she moved to L.A., and she barely spoke any English, and yet she was following her dream. And she started working in the entertainment industry as an audio engineer. And, you know, she produced all these live events with people whose names will just, like, you know, blow your socks off. You know, Kenny Loggins, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Johnny Cash, Maroon 5, Liza Minnelli, and on and on and on and on. And then she spent 10 years as the head of procurement and production for The Reconnection, organizing events and you know, including getting inspiring speakers such as we have on the show, you know, like Lee Carroll, Greg Braden, J.J. Hertog, Joe Dispenza, and Eric Pearl. And she recently started a new company, and we're going to learn more about that, and it's called Cultural Adventure Trips. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Lena Michaels. Hi, Lena. Welcome.
Hi, Christine. Well, I'm very, very happy to be online with you here and to share my life experience and this new project that I created.
You know, Lena, I have to tell you, I remember over the years, you know, we would work together at, you know, occasionally at events, and occasionally we'd connect by phone or by email. But you know, I would hear about your past in little tidbits. And every single time something new would come up, you say, oh, I knew this so-and-so. I'm like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? It's like it's almost like you've got this amazingly blessed past where magical things have happened. What, first
well,
of all,
you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? I've always believed in magic. And, you know, I don't take no as an answer. And I create magic in my life. And I've been blessed to be born like that and to be a super optimistic person and to just go for my dreams. I mean, I will not stop unless I get my dreams achieved. And when I arrived at age 19 in the United States, I wanted to be in showbiz and I wanted to become a recording engineer. So I went into audio engineering school and very quickly I realized it wasn't really what I wanted to do. I wanted to travel. Traveling has always been my priority in life when I was little and even today. So that's why I created this company and will tell you a bit more about it.
Yeah. And, you know, so integral to this story is your daughter. Can we go back, what, 7 years, 8 years? And can you share with our listeners how you and your husband have been trying to have a baby and what unfolded where you knew somebody was going to come?
Well, you know, 6 years ago, I became pregnant. And at that time, I asked the company where I was working I didn't want to travel anymore. I wanted to be and take care of her. And after a few years, I just realized I needed to go back on the road again and travel. And at the same time, I realized that Isabella was growing up and becoming such an amazing little individual. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you some examples. At age one, we were in the park, and I started picking up papers, you know, to clean the park, and she just followed me. And since that time, she is so obsessed with cleaning up, picking up trash in the street, and she also participates in the beach cleaning events where we pick up trash at the beach. A couple months ago, we did that down in San Pedro, and on her own, she picked up 12 pounds of trash in a matter of 3 hours. Yes, she was obsessed. I mean, I was ready to go after half an hour. I was like, okay, let's go to the aquarium. You know, I'm not in too much into picking up trash. And no, she just didn't want to stop. She started picking up the trash and she wanted to pick up trash and ended up picking up 12 pounds of trash. And she now calls herself a planet Earth cleaner. And she's very proud of this title.
That's great.
Not only that, I mean, that's just one small aspect. When she was 2 years old, she started running races. We started her with 1K, about 1 point.
Tell the story about how you went to a race. You weren't planning on having her go run a race. And you went to see a race.
No. I used to run marathons a long time ago, but I don't really enjoy running anymore. But when she was about 2 years old, we had the marathon down our street. And I wanted her to just, look at it and just get an experience. And I was already visualizing myself buying a cup of coffee, sitting down, watching the runners, you know, part of the celebration. And as soon as we arrived there, she saw the runners and she just didn't want to stay still. She wanted to run with them. So I started running with her and, you know, making sure she was okay. She was only 2 years old.
Right.
It was this little tiny thing. And she was just running, and I made sure she was not, you know, going too fast. And she ended up running 1.6 miles that first time.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, and then she kept asking every week. She says, Mommy, I want to run another race. I want to run another race. So I just, you know, looked for races around town and found little 1Ks for children, and she did a couple of them. And then she wanted to do more, and I signed her up. She was 3 years old when she ran her first 5K.
Oh, my goodness.
And we ran together. I introduced her to the concept of raising funds to help various organizations, and she just got so motivated. And she ran her first 10K last year, and she just completed another one a few weeks ago. And so far in her 4 years or so of running, she's raised thousands of dollars for various organizations. And the causes she really, really is excited about uh-huh. are animals with no homes uh-huh. and sick children. And she, you know, and we will find organizations to donate funds to. And she just runs and runs and loves running.
Wow. And how old is she now?
She's now 6 and a half. Uh-huh. And through her running, she has actually inspired a lot of people. For example, the principal in her school here in Hollywood was so impressed by her achievements that they started this program called Marathon Kids uh-huh. a few months ago. And every 3 times a week in the morning, you have about several hundred of children from the school running around the schoolyard, and this was just inspired by Isabella. I mean, this running program was inspired by Isabella, and the principal hopes that it will expand in other locations around the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really clear based on what you've been saying and based on all the Facebook posts that I've followed over the years that she is a girl on a mission. Like,
yeah.
So
yeah, she cares. She cares about people. She will always try to find a gift to make for them. She will, you know, make sure that we don't forget the birthday of a friend, or if she hasn't seen someone for a long time, she will make little cards for them. She truly cares. She's very also passionate about the situation with the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
She was very little. I explained to her, you know, what a homeless person is, and she looked at me once and she says, "Well, if these people don't have a job, why don't we bring them at home? They can work on your computer, and this way they can have a job and buy a home." I thought it was very cute. I didn't want to say, well, you know, we don't just bring homeless people yeah. at home
uh-huh.
Just like that. But she already was trying to find solutions
yes.
in you know, trying to save these people.
Mm-hmm.
And later, you know, when she was a little bit older, after Halloween, after we collected so many candies, we don't like to keep too many candies at home. So
uh-huh.
she decided to make little bags for them, for the homeless, and asked me to put dollar bills in them. And she started distributing them in the streets of Hollywood to the homeless just to cheer them up after Halloween, you know. And she's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We have to go to a quick break, but when we return, Lena, I'm going to want you to share how and why you chose to sort of shift things to travel, and what role Isabella's playing in this organization. More with Lena Michaels here in just a few moments.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did you think that your feet had been bound by what gravity brings to the ground?
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today to Lena Michaels. She is the co-founder of Cultural Adventure Trips. And Lena, you were talking about your exceptional daughter, Isabella. And I'm really curious how you've gone from like supporting her in her learning, in her supportive community, and somehow you were inspired to connect it to travel. How has that unfolded?
Well, a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, I had a meeting with myself, and I sat down, and it was at the time where I had friends who traveled around the world, and I was just here in Los Angeles doing my job, raising my daughter.
Right.
And I had a meeting with myself, and I asked myself, Lena, what is the next chapter in your life? And I really sat down very quietly, and that little voice came to me and basically said 4 words. And I'm not making that up. I'm just telling you exactly how it happened.
Okay.
These four words were travel, educate your daughter, inspire others, photography. And I'm like, what am I going to do with those 4 words? I mean,
right.
So I really sat down and I opened my eyes. I looked around me and trying to find the answer to these 4 words. What do I do? What is my next chapter in life? And I looked at my daughter, who was becoming this very incredible little individual, a very compassionate individual. And I just realized, you know, I need to take her out and start traveling. I connected online with some other parents, mothers who started traveling around the world with their children. And I thought, wow, this is possible. I can take her out there and use the world as her school as opposed to leave her in between four walls just, you know, educate her. And then little by little, the idea came also because I used to always take her to workshops and art classes, and I was posting that on Facebook and parents getting very inspired and asking me questions and where can I take my children this weekend? Or, oh my gosh, this is amazing what you do with her, and I want to do the same. And I realized that, you know, through my activities, I was also inspiring people.
Right.
So a couple years ago, I took my daughter to France and Spain, and we tested these types of vacations where I was including all the activities I would do with her, but I invited people along to see you know, to see if it would work as a group. And oh my gosh, it was magical. Last year we had an amazing week in the south of France where we learned how to bake the bread the old-fashioned way, where we did a clay workshop by going into the mountain and picking up the earth and learning about where you can find clay. And, you know, we learned the history of the region by canoeing on the river. I mean, it was just, I just realized that people love these types of vacations where you basically learn about a culture, connect with others, but you have fun at the same time. So,
so it's not just like getting on a tour bus and hearing somebody speak, and over there is the such and such building.
No. I don't like going to a museum and just listening to a guide. I don't remember the dates. I don't even remember the names of the famous people that played a role in history. But like, for example, in Paris, we've done a treasure hunt in the Louvre.
Ooh,
and an amazing way to learn about the history of a certain painting. Or we learn, for example, I have a friend of mine who organizes these amazing interactive tours where you learn about the history of Paris through the history of its chocolate makers or pastry shops. And you just do a tour, and of course there's, you know, a zillion samples, and suddenly, you know, history becomes fun because, you know, you're eating chocolate at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so the idea of really, you know, taking the next step and just starting traveling full time with my daughter, using the world as her school, and just inviting people along to join us. The company, you know, started to really take form, and, you know, I got some sponsors involved with us, and, you know, suddenly we had a company. And to me, the most difficult thing that I had to do last year was to make the decision to leave a job that I loved. I had been 10 years with a company, the company you had mentioned earlier.
Right.
Loved the job, loved the people I worked with, but it was time to move on to something else. My daughter is now, you know, 6 and a half. They're growing very quickly at this age. So it was time to move on to the next step. And we formed this company. And our first trip is taking place in May. And Isabella, my daughter, will be celebrating her 7th birthday in the Peruvian Amazon with tribal kids.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not a fancy princess party this year. It's going to be really real experiential travel. It's learning about a culture. It's learning about how people prepare their food, how they live, how they pass their time. We're going to also take some time and, of course, visit Machu Picchu and all the wonderful historical sites. But we're also going to spend a few days in a farm off the beaten track, no tourists. We're going to learn how to cook the favorite meal of the Incas. We're going to pick up some corn and put it on the top of on the back of the horse and walk with the horse to the farm. I mean, we're going to live like people have done it for centuries and still continue doing so. And we're going to connect with these people and learn about them. And, you know, this is the whole purpose of this company, is to engage and learn, reach out through adventure trips. And and because I really believe that any change on this planet begins with personal awareness and human connection.
Right.
And I think we really need, the change is really needed now. And the only way you can really start changing is by learning about your neighbors, learning about the different cultures.
Right. Get rid of the fear. I mean, that in and of itself will eliminate the fear and the sense of otherness. And yes, the cultures are very different. And some of the lifestyles are extremely, you know, radically different from the way we live, say, here in the United States or Western culture. And yet they're people, right? And if you connect with them, then how can they be the others?
Exactly. And I think it's a very important lesson through this company. You know, we want people to travel more We want them to explore the world in different ways by connecting with others and understanding. And I believe that, you know, 10 or 15 years from now, the children who are taking these trips will have a different point of view, will know how to handle people from different cultures.
Right.
And you know, the way you work with people from South America is very different from the way you work with people from Japan. And,
I'm sure,
and people
yeah.
who have not traveled, people who have not had this experience have absolutely no clue.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of American companies are making the mistake of hiring people who have no international background to work with, you know, different cultures. And,
right.
And they make a lot of mistakes. I mean, I can name a lot of companies who've had problems,
uh-huh.
you know, because
yeah.
of that. So traveling is, to me, very important.
Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you are going to be... I call it homeschooling, but you're not going to be at home, are you? So what do you call it? World schooling?
Yeah, it's called world schooling. You know, I plan to, you know, to have a little homeschool program, maybe a couple hours, you know, in the morning, and
uh-huh.
then use the world as her school. I mean, you have to understand that Isabella at six, she already knows about the French Revolution. You
uh-huh.
know, we've been to Paris, and she wanted to see exactly where Marie Antoinette lived, and
uh-huh.
she wanted to visit the castle, and she learned about, you know, Louis the 14th. And when we were in Paris, she was asking me the exact location where Marie Antoinette got her head cut. So here
oh
we
goodness.
Were in Place de la Concorde, walking
uh-huh.
around asking people, you know, where did Marie Antoinette get her head cut? And finally, somebody told us, and there's like a little sign there that says, yeah, it was right there.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's amazing to learn history like that. And, you know, history and geography, I mean, if you can learn that by going to the places, to the actual places, oh my God, what a privilege.
Right. And you get exposed to other languages as well.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, you learn the other languages, you just bathe in different cultures. So there is an incredibly big community of world schoolers out there. And I connected with these people. They are very inspiring. I had no idea that this community existed a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was, you know, when Isabella was born, I thought, okay, you know, I'll you know, she'll just go to a traditional school. And then I realized very quickly that, you know, she deserved something much bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
If I could offer her the world as her school, my gosh, anything
right.
is possible.
Right. And it's clear that she's got lots to offer the world as well. We have to go to another break, but more with Lena Michaels from Cultural Adventure Trips in just a few moments.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Be unstoppable. Who do executive women count on for up-to-date information on everything from stilettos to being heard in the boardroom? To achieve excellence, you must first take control of your life and develop a successful strategy with the Unstoppable Diva. Tune in to Up or Out with Connie Fife, Mondays 5 p.m. Eastern, as she cuts through the BS to guide you to become bold, connected, and unstoppable. For more information, visit uporout.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Painted a picture of 65 years in one little house, more than a memory, more than saying I do. Kiss you good nights and I love yous. Me and you, baby.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking about cultural adventure through travel and the importance of that. And I'm talking to Lena Michaels. Lena, you know, you've talked about how you are taking wonderful, amazing six-year-old Isabella and taking her out of you know, regular school, and you are going to begin to world school her through travel and, you know, the learning that naturally occurs through that process. So you've created this travel company. Why did you want to bring this to others?
Why others? To inspire them. Because, you know, I could have chosen to just take the time off and travel with her, but So many people wanted to join us. I mean, I post a lot. I'm very active on Facebook, where I post photos of what we're doing, and people just want a bit of this experience. So it was just a logical step to invite them along.
Right.
And you know, for a week or for 10 days, I'm offering them to break away from society to just get a real perspective on life.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to be doing it full time. I'm becoming a digital gypsy mama, traveling with my dog around the world. In May, we're going to be in Peru. Uh-huh. We're going to be in the Amazon forest.
Wow.
We're going to be in Cusco. Then we're moving on. In June, we're going to be in France, where we have several families joining us in Paris for an amazing cultural adventure there. Then I'm taking them down to the south of France in a lovely, lovely little village, considered one of the most beautiful villages in the south of France. And we're going to do some eco-farming. We're going to do some community living and some service and art classes and cooking classes.
Wow.
I'm inviting people to join us in Spain. We're going to do a little bit of a cultural escapade in Barcelona, visit some museums and, you know, have some amazing cooking experiences. We're going to learn how to cook tapas. We're going to do some wine tasting. Then we're going to go in the Spanish Pyrenees, in a little village where we're going to have a yoga retreat. We did that last year. It was very, very successful. And we're going to have nature and art classes.
Wonderful.
Then we're moving on to Indonesia, to the islands of Bali and Lombok.
Wow.
And we're going to also go to Borneo. And we have teamed up with the Orangutan Conservancy Group, and we're going to learn all about the orangutans, and we're going to meet indigenous tribes. Then we're going to move on to Cuba. We're adding Costa Rica to our schedule. And wait,
but wait, there's
the
more.
The most exciting exciting. It's been developed since last week. I will be taking people for spring break in 2018 to Egypt. Of course, we're gonna be visiting. You know, we're gonna do a couple days of visiting the pyramids and ride that camel around the pyramids, you know, in the desert. But then I'm taking them down south. A friend of mine owns an eco resort there. Uh-huh. We're gonna be spending time with the Bedouins in the desert. We're gonna learn about their culture. But we are also going to be swimming with wild dolphins and sea turtles in the Red Sea.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And we're preparing, we have invitations in Morocco, cooking classes in Morocco, flamenco dancing in Sevilla, tango workshop in Argentina. I mean, the list goes on. The world is so big. So you thought this is exciting. I have something even more exciting to share with you and your listeners.
What's that?
Well, you know, our company is an L3C, which is a hybrid between a profit and a nonprofit company. Uh-huh. And we teamed up with a sponsor, a very wealthy individual, who is helping us give away trips to all these different destinations.
Wow.
So you don't necessarily
have a whole lot of money in order to have some of these experiences.
Well, first of all, those experiences, they're super affordable. I mean, if you start Googling up experiential travel, you will see that the rates that other companies charge are huge, are humongous. But, you know, I've been a negotiator all my life, so... you know, dealing with the local people. I mean, again, this whole project is not about making money. I mean, originally I wanted to travel the world with my daughter. Uh-huh. Then suddenly people wanted to join us. And I thought, okay, what about creating something that will just help us throughout, you know, for our travels around the world? And then we get this sponsor who loves our vision and says, hey, why don't we make it available to people who can't afford these travels? You know, especially families. If you have several children, I mean, if you have two or three children, it's not always easy to travel on the other side of the world. So we've been giving away trips to families, helping them with the children. And the way you can apply for this is just going on our website.
Which is what?
On the homepage.
Yeah, what's your website?
www.culturaladventuretrips.com. And on the homepage, there is a form that you enter, and you can let us know which trip you would prefer and who you would like to travel with, and somebody from our office will get in touch with you. So, if you can afford these travels, we would like you to just, you know, sign up and join us. But if you cannot afford these travels, just reach out to us and we'll see what we can do.
That's amazing. I mean, that's truly amazing. So, okay, I know that your focus is on the education and inspiration of your daughter, and yet, you know, the kid in me is saying, "Whoo! I want to go to Borneo. I want to go hang out with the orangutans." You know, so is this just for kids or is this for adults as well?
No. Originally, a few years ago, I was thinking of creating a company just for families. But then, when I started, you know, doing these test trips in the previous couple of years, I got so many emails and phone calls from people who had no children. Uh-huh. But had a, you know, but they were kids inside of themselves. They had a big heart of a kid, and they wanted to join us. They wanted to do those activities, and the activities are basically designed for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, really everybody. I mean, you know, having a vacation in a 5-star resort and laying on the beach and having cocktails served to you is fine. I mean, I love that.
Right.
But I think there is now a need for something else. Life is too short. You know, you want to create amazing memories. You want to learn something. I mean, I'm all about having fun and learning. So this is really, really my thing. Whether you're an adult, whether you are, a kid, I mean, we just gave away a trip to a 70-year-old lady who had never traveled in her life.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and she doesn't have children, and she'll be joining us in Indonesia. So
that's fabulous. You know, and you know, Lena,
we prefer helping the kids, uh-huh. the families with children, because the children are the future of the planet. But we're open. I mean, this is it's a company that is really geared towards all ages. If you want to have fun and learn, you know, you're definitely at the right place.
And you know, Lena, it seems like with the kinds of experiences that you're talking about, it's not just about learning and having fun, but rather also sort of taking another step beyond and finding new meaning in life. Because it seems to me when we get exposed to other lives and we have that connection, doesn't it shift our perception of ourselves?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, travel changes you. And the type of travel we are trying to organize, there's always an aspect, humanitarian or service aspect. For example, in the Amazon, we'll be spending some time with an organization that helps the local tribes preserve their health and cultural integrity. And we'll be learning, you know, about how we can contribute and help. Uh-huh. In every country that I go, I try to find that angle where people, you know, not only learn and have fun, but also contribute to the local community. I think it's important. And you know, once you start this, then you get hooked on it and you want to do more. So I hope that people who travel with us come back to their home and look for opportunities on how they can contribute to this world. Right. I also, during those trips, you know, if people travel with children, I will spend time with them if they want to, talking about how to raise compassionate children. Uh-huh. You know, everybody looks at Isabella and thinks she's this extraordinary little girl doing these amazing things. But, you know, in reality, all the children, and that's my belief, all mm-hmm. the children are born with the seeds of compassion.
I agree.
And
yes.
our job as adults is to nurture these seeds and to raise these children, giving them the right message. Because, you know, basically children will do what you know, if you show them the right examples, mm-hmm. they will follow you. And, you know, and I have nurtured the compassion seeds in Isabella, uh-huh. and these seeds have grown so big. Now she has like compassion trees coming out of her, and and she just, you know, sometimes it's even a little bit too much. We are walking back from school, and uh-huh. here she goes picking up trash in the street when we need to go home. And I'm like, come on, Isabella, we gotta go home. No, look at the street, it's dirty, we need to clean it. And
so,
you know, it's amazing. I mean, it's really, really amazing. And travel has that big possibility. Travel is such an important component in you know, raising compassionate children mm-hmm. and making them understand.
Yeah. We have to go to another quick break, but more about these wonderful trips when we return.
Just believe another day. Just breathe.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, that it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I am talking today to my friend and somebody who's inspiring the world, Lena Michaels. And Lena, you've been talking about these cultural adventure trips, this company that you formed to help people, first of all, have the opportunity to travel, but to travel in a different way that allows people to connect more, to learn more, and you know, they bring this home into their lives. And, you know, I look at your bio, I think about your history, and you're younger than I am, and I think about all the things you've done. So tell me, what does it take to go from inspiration to, like, living your dream?
Well, you know, I know so many people that have lists of dreams, bucket lists, of things they would like to do, and you know, they get to the end of their lives, and you know, their biggest regret is to not have done what they wanted to do. And you know, people who make major changes in their lives or go for a dream, usually it comes, and a lot of speakers will tell you that it comes from, you know, if you hit the bottom in your life, you know, then there is no other choice than going to another direction.
Right.
And hopefully the directions you dream of. But when you have a very comfortable life and you have absolutely no reason to just leave that life to go and take another direction, that's when it's very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
The thing, yes, I mean, you know, the thing that has always helped me make these different changes in life is, here's the thing that I always told myself. I do not want to wake up when I'm 60 years old and have any regrets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the recent change I made, you know, with giving up a very comfortable life in Southern California, and we are going to start traveling and become basically digital gypsies, you know, why I made this decision and how did I proceed to do that? Well, first of all, you have to get a support system. And I connected with all these people around the world that are doing it. And the first advice they gave me is, they told me, you have to set a date. You have to set set a date, which of course you will change more or less, but you have to set a date of when you're going to start making these changes. And you have to create an action plan, a business plan, basically, for your life. You have to remove as many emotions as possible, and you just have to hit your to-do list. You know, if I started thinking of what I'm giving up and you know, if I start thinking about, you know, oh, I'm giving up, you know, security, and I'm giving up a comfortable life, I'm giving up friends, I'm giving up all the wonderful activities that my daughter and I, my daughter is doing, you know, piano classes, ballet, etc. You know, it's, you're not going to be able to do everything at the same time. But to me, it was very important. She's young enough that we can just take a break for a few years and start traveling the world and start experiencing and having these this incredible bonding experience. You know, later she might want to be a little bit more stable. She might want to go back to school, you know. And my job will be to listen to her cues and see, you know, and see where it will take us. But, you know, the most important in just following your dreams is to have a plan together and act upon it. You and know, like you created.
And you were talking about how you sort of ignore some of the emotions and, you know, and you don't focus on the loss. But I'm thinking about all the changes you've gone through in your life, and you've made some big ones along the way. You did probably did experience some sort of loss, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. I mean, so, it's part of life. It makes you who you are.
So did you ever have any regrets for making any of those choices?
No. I mean, it's you know, did I want to spend more time with my family back in France when I left at 19? Yes and no. But, you know, it's what you gain in what you're doing next is probably greater than what you leave behind. I mean, it's very, very difficult. It's a very, you know, it's a personal choice. And, you know, the thing is, life is short. Life is short. I've lost a lot of friends. And when I lose a friend, to me, it's like a message reminding you that life is short and you do not want to be, you know, I don't want to be on my deathbed when I'm a very old lady and say, oh, my God, I wish I had gone to Peru in the Amazon and celebrate my daughter's birthday there. I wish I had done this. I wish I had done that. You know, life, I see life in chapters. I've had several chapters in my life, totally very different one from another. Each of them had their pluses and their minuses. But, you know, overall, it's so rewarding. I mean, it's been so rewarding to me. And now I'm about to just leave, you know, leave the society I'm used to just go in the world and see and have my daughter experience this and get a real perspective on what real life is, because I don't believe real life is in Hollywood. I mean, it's an interesting chapter.
That's not what the movies are teaching us.
Yes, it's been a very, very interesting chapter, but you know, I think there's much more to that. And you know, but Hollywood is never going to be away from me. I just signed a really interesting deal with an award-winning director from England, from the United Kingdom, and we are developing a reality TV series around our travels.
We have a producer. Goodness.
Yes, we have a producer who is in touch with a lot of production companies here in town, and I believe this month NBC wants to do a story on us. I mean, there's a lot going on, and I think, you know, once you put your foot in Hollywood, Hollywood is not gonna leave me like that. You know, we might be traveling the world with a reality crew behind us.
That's a good thing Christine got a hold of you before you go traveling and become this big superstar that you are. So Christine got the leg in there.
Woo! I'm so good.
Good job, Christine. That one. Well done. Well played.
Yeah. You know, Lita, this is, we've just got a little less than a minute here. This is so exciting. I'm really thrilled for your next chapter and for what you're bringing to the world and what Isabella, your co-founder in Cultural Adventure Trips, is bringing to the world. And I'm sorry.
She's a real co-founder. She's a real co-founder. You know, we will go, for example, we were in Barcelona and we were at the Pablo Picasso Museum, and she wanted to talk to the director, and the director came down and she explained to him that next year we're going to bring families with children, and she wanted to create a treasure hunt in his museum. And, you know, so she's really active with ideas, and she's incredible with logistics, and she makes lists now like mommy does, and, and she's incredibly organized, and I'm teaching her how to run a business.
That's
I mean, at six years old.
She has a mission of heart, and you know, we've run out of time here, but I wanted to mention again the website, culturaladventuretrips.com. Thank you, Lena Michaels, for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you so much, Christine.
And thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.